Today on Gardening in a Minute, listening to your lawn. Homeowners often overwater their lawns. Overwatering causes a shallow root system and increased likelihood of disease, insect, and weed infestations. Can even lead to the death of your lawn. Your lawn needs less water than you may think, and it'll tell you when to irrigate, if you know how to listen. The blades of grass will fold in half when under drought stress. The lawn will also appear blue-gray, and your footprints will remain visible. Water only when at least a third of the grass shows these signs of wilt, unless rain is forecast in the next day, and be sure to adhere to local watering restrictions. Watering less frequently will encourage a deep root system, making the grass more drought-tolerant. Learn to listen to your lawn. It may say thank you. For more information about lawn irrigation and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, dealing with late freezes. A forecast of a freeze in late winter or early spring can strike fear in the heart of gardeners. What about the tender plants that are just leafing out? Or the new perennials that you couldn't wait to plant? Start your line of defense by making sure your plants are well watered. Then cover tender plants with sheets, blankets, or commercial frost cloth that will reach all the way to the ground. The earlier in the day, the better, so that you'll trap more of the ground heat before the cold winds blow it away. If you have tender plants in containers, move them to a protected location. Plants in pots are even more susceptible to cold damage. If your plants do freeze back, wait to prune them until you're sure the temperatures are warming up for good. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, succession planting of vegetables. Succession planting is a great technique for any vegetable garden, large or small. It helps provide a diversity of vegetables in just the right amount over an extended period of time. As soon as one crop is harvested, immediately replant with a different crop that's suited for that growing season. Another method is to make several plantings of the same vegetable. Lettuce, for example, can be planted every 2 weeks from October through February. A third type of succession planting involves a single planting of several varieties with different maturity dates. This method works well for carrots and tomatoes. By successively planting, you'll have just enough produce for your family's appetite, and you'll have it all year. For more information about vegetables and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, dealing with lawn diseases. Many different diseases can affect lawns in Florida, including rust, brown patch, take-all root rot, and several different types of leaf spots. Keep an eye on the overall quality of your lawn. If discolored areas appear, this may be a sign of disease. However, brown or yellow areas can also be caused by other factors, like drought or cold damage. Don't apply any chemicals unless you know what's really going on. You can take a sample of your grass from the affected area to your local extension office for identification. And remember that one of the best ways to prevent disease is to maintain your lawn properly. Follow the UF-IFAS recommendations for mowing, watering, and fertilizing to help ensure you have a strong, healthy, Florida-friendly lawn. For more information about dealing with lawn diseases and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Indian hawthorn. If you're looking for the right shrub for a small space, try using Indian hawthorn. This slow-growing petite shrub is perfect in foundation plantings or in the foreground of larger landscape beds. Plus, its white or pink flowers and evergreen foliage make it an attractive choice for many yards. This Florida-friendly plant needs little care after it's established. It can have some problems with scale and sooty mold, but you can treat affected plants with horticultural oil sprays. Plant yours in a spot that receives full sun. Space your plants at least 18 inches apart to ensure that they'll have good air circulation, since this can also help limit disease problems. So if you need a small shrub that can pack a big punch, try planting Indian hawthorn. For more information about Indian hawthorn and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.